Hey friend, I wanted to remind you that I have a brand new course available to you that's going to help you grow and scale your business tenfold. And importantly, if you're a new entrepreneur, these are tactics and strategies that are current and definitely going to help you make sure that you're thinking holistically about your business and how to market it, how to put things on autopilot so you're working less and enjoying life more, but also how to put passive income strategies to test. It's also going to teach you how to create your own digital products. It's going to teach you how to brand yourself, not just on social media, but in other platforms. If you want to start a podcast, it's there. If you want to start a YouTube channel, it's there. All of this amazing content is yours if you take initiative now. Now, don't stand on the sidelines like many people have, because the quicker you get started, the faster you're going to see success. As long as you put in the work, as long as you stay consistent, as long as you learn from things that are not working and make those adjustments, you will see success. It's the quitters who don't. So I wanted to share with you that I have this brand new course that I'd love for you to get your hands on. It's at mydigitalcourse.com. Again, mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Ask me any questions. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Audience Method. I'm happy to talk you through it. But this is for you, whether you have an existing business and you're looking for additional marketing strategies and tactics. Maybe you want to create your own digital course. This is going to walk you through how to do that and give you more passive income to add revenue to your business. And this is especially good for new entrepreneurs, even network marketers who want to get into digital products or learn the right marketing strategies to get people to pay attention to you so you don't have to chase them, but they come to you. Again, it's at mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Hello, welcome back to another episode, my friend, of the Grow Your Audience podcast. This is your host, Tiff, and welcome. We are today talking about common misconceptions surrounding online businesses. So what I want to do today is really delve into the ideas that are kind of just taking fold right now. I've noticed that there's been a lot of newbies in this space lately, a lot of people who may have been misled a bit on what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. And so I wanted to take some time today to talk through those five myths that often hinder new entrepreneurs from thriving in the digital realm. So myth number one is that the idea is when you start an online business, it's easy money. You can easily create money in weeks or months as opposed to going into the office or just getting another job. Now, contrary to popular belief, success in the online world does not come easy, as you probably know if you've been doing this for a while. And while the internet, it does offer vast opportunities, in order to build a thriving online business, you've got to have dedication, you've got to have commitment, and you've got to put in work. It does take effort. Whether you're crafting compelling content to master digital marketing, to get people to engage with you and to learn more about your products and services, whether you are putting out ads and learning what's hitting and getting traction with those ads, whether you're creating content for your email marketing and trying to figure out how to sell something, entrepreneurs, you must invest time and effort to stand out in a very crowded online marketplace. So anytime you see someone talking about how easy it is to generate six figures online, yes, maybe once you get the skills and maybe once you have a process down, it becomes easier because it's not like you're going to a 9-to-5 job and you have to commute and you have to work for a boss and you're on your own and you have your own business now, right? And you're the owner. It still takes a lot of upfront effort to get there. And you also have to master the continuum, right? You have to continue and sustain that success. And that doesn't mean you can just set it and forget it. As a business owner, you have to continually put effort and dedication and commitment and learnings to your approaches so that way you can continue to be successful. Now, myth number two is that you need a huge budget to succeed online. And this is definitely another misconception, and a hefty budget is not essential for online success. While having financial resources can accelerate growth, many successful online ventures, they do start with minimal investment. There's a lot of things, tools available to us these days that are free, usually in the beginning with a trial, and later on you could pay, or you even have some that are free that until you want to upgrade to get additional perks with that software or tool. And then you also have some that are very low cost. So you can leverage cost-effective strategies such as social media marketing, which is free, content creation, and search engine optimization through specifically organic search methods to achieve remarkable results on a very tight budget. So, you know, myth number two is you need a huge budget. No, you do not. But at some point in time to grow and scale, you will need to have some funding to be able to get into ads, because ads are definitely going to help you scale and grow your business quickly. Myth number three is that online businesses are only for tech geniuses. And this is, I think this is widely thought, because if you aren't somebody who has been in a very technical role before or used a lot of technology, it could seem intimidating to get into the digital entrepreneurship space. So some believe that running an online business requires advanced technical skills. However, user-friendly platforms are now available. When you think for an e-commerce standpoint, you've got Shopify. When you think for a branding standpoint, you have WordPress. And a lot of these tools have made it easier than ever for entrepreneurs who have no experience or very minimal comfort with technology to establish an online presence. They are made to especially work with those who've never touched software before. So very user-friendly interfaces, a lot of drag and drop features, so anyone can learn them very quickly. Additionally, there's a wealth of online resources and communities available to us, like on YouTube, on Vimeo, on social media, that help provide guidance and support for anyone who is new or intimidated by the digital landscape. Myth number four, online businesses lack personal connection. This is one of my favorites, because as I've talked a lot about on this podcast, it's connecting with your audience is the way to a sale, right? Engaging them, connecting with them, personally sharing information about yourself so that they have a way to really have that connection, because the connection is what is necessary for someone to choose to buy from you. You likely have something somebody else has to offer to sell. It may not be the same product. In some cases it is, but in some cases it's not. But it would be something that's likely available from someone else, just a different twist on it. And you need to get someone to want to buy from you. And how do they do that? They connect with you. They like you as a person. They like your values. They can relate to you, all of those things. And so when people say online businesses lack personal connection, I think it's really interesting, because it's such a myth. Just because it's online and you're virtual and you're not communicating one-to-one in the same space, you have a lot of ways and methods available and strategies that you can use to create a connection. So savvy online entrepreneurs, they understand the importance of building meaningful connections with customers. And you can do this, like I said, through engaging content. You can do this through responsive customer service and through authentic storytelling. And that is how you can cultivate genuine relationships and a loyal customer base. Myth number five, last and only last, we're going to get to in a second. But before we do, I wanted to take a moment to share my ongoing journey with Magic Mind, the supplement that I have been taking to give me more energy, to boost my productivity. It's almost like a brain boost, in all honesty, to give me that ability to just get things done and feel really good. And it's supplementing for me my health and weight loss journey that I've been on since January 1st. And if you haven't tried it, it has like a nootropic type. It's a nootropic type of supplement. And I talk a lot about it, my journey in it, in the last few episodes. So you can listen to it there. But in all essence, what I have found is it is something that just without caffeine from coffee, it creates more alertness for me. And because of that alertness, and it's a subtle alertness, by the way, it's not a jittery alertness, It gives me that boost I need to really focus and get things done. And I love the way it makes me feel because I tend to get very lethargic towards the afternoons. And I notice that I have more of a sustained energy throughout the day when I do take Magic Mind. I also like the fact the way it makes me feel. I just feel good. I feel like I'm cleansing my body when I take it. It's this little shot. It tastes good. It's a little fruity taste. And I just feel like I am nourishing my body when I take it. And I can just tell within like 30 minutes that my brain just kind of wakes up and I'm just ready for the day. And I really enjoy the calmness that it gives me as well. Whenever I'm faced with stress, I notice that when I do take Magic Mind, I don't tend to react as outwardly for that stress. I tend to be able to take it in much more calmly. And this is also noticeable when I'm interacting with my kids. So if you're interested in trying it out, you can check the link out in my bio. It's Magic Mind, and I will share the link in my bio for you to check it out. Great. All right, back to myth number 5. Success happens overnight in the online world. Finally, the myth of overnight success looms large in the online business world. While some entrepreneurs may experience rapid growth, and we've seen them firsthand, sustainable success, that takes time and perseverance. You've got to build a reputable brand, establish trust with your customers, and refine offerings that require patience and dedication. You've got to remember that someone's overnight success is likely not an overnight success. You are seeing them at day 365 potentially, and you didn't see all those previous days of them busting their hump, trying and failing, trying and failing. And so you assume that it's overnight success. A lot of times you'll see entrepreneurs who are on their third or fourth or fifth business having failed many businesses beforehand. A lot of times I see that with people trying network marketing first and they fail at that. Then they go into products. Then they fail at that. Then they go into MRR. And then maybe MRR works for them. But they've learned through the process of going through those different businesses what's worked, what hasn't. And they've learned a lot about themselves, most importantly, because you going through this entrepreneur journey, it's not just about growing a business. It's about you learning what you're capable of, you learning how to take data in and respond to that data and take action based off of that data to grow or make improvements with your business. It's also about you building confidence as a business owner, being able to put yourself out there more, being able to take things in stride and make quick adjustments at the right time. It's about you networking and getting to know people, and it's about knowing where to find information that's going to help serve your business. And so what is interesting is that entrepreneurship, it's definitely never an online success because most of the time people have tried something before and failed and failed and learned and failed and learned and failed and learned. And they finally get to a point where that learning has finally culminated into this new opportunity that they're trying out, and suddenly it takes off. So just have to remember that success never happens overnight, especially in the online world. There is so much competition. There is so much to learn and gain. And importantly, there is so much changing. And there you have it, folks. 5 myths about online businesses debunked. The digital landscape is full of opportunities for anyone willing to put in the effort and embrace the challenges. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you next time see somebody on social media couching digital marketing or the online space as an easy way to make money, you may want to comment on that post and just kind of very politely correct them. Because what we want to do is avoid people coming into the space with absurd expectations, right? Where they're going to get frustrated right away and they're going to give up, or worse, they're creating a really bad reputation for this industry because they are spewing very deceitful language and marketing language that is going to give online entrepreneurship a bad name. Now, I think people do have good intentions and they don't always realize what they're saying and they just haven't learned the right way to do marketing. So that's would benefit them for them to take a course from somebody who's more established or for them to listen to podcast episodes like this one so that they can share and learn more about what the right way to start an online business journey is versus the wrong way. All right. Well, again, stay focused, stay resilient, and keep chasing your entrepreneurial goals. This is it. Tiff is signing off, and thank you for tuning in. Until next time.